We love hearing from you here at Elvis Express Radio. Send in your comments, suggestions, and requests to grant@elvisexpressradio.net or joe@elvisexpressradio.net. Go on, send us an email. You know you want to.
I'm a poor Hawaiian beach boy, a long way from the beach, 'cause someone shoved his face against my hand. Now I'm a kissing cousin to a ripe pineapple. I'm in again. I was minding my own business, just drinking daddy's juice. I swear I'll never touch that stuff again. Just like the pig before he gave his all at the luau, I'm in the pen.
Got those Beach Boy blues. Don't the time go slow. Lonely Beach Boy blues. Only 30 days and 90 years to go. I want a taste of honey from my whitey's lips. I want to be her ever-loving man.
But I'm a kissing cousin to a ripe pineapple. I'm in again.
And that one was for Jeanette. She said, hey guys, and Grant, could you please play Beach Boy Blues? It's one of my favorite songs from Blue Hawaii. Well, I hope you enjoyed it. That's not a very hard thing to do, Grant. I did it just fine. You didn't have to do it.
No, I can sit back and relax now. It's great.
There you go.
All I got to do now is send you the running list, and you'll be off and running.
No. I couldn't do the whole thing. You do a lot of work, so I might just keep you on.
Okay.
Thank you.
But Blue Hawaii, what a fantastic movie that was. And then we were just talking about that in the break when we were talking about songs coming up and how great and how bad that movie was for Elvis in his career.
Yeah, it certainly was after that. Look, everybody wanted a Blue Hawaii. I mean, it made big bucks. And, you know, everybody wanted one. Paradise Hawaiian Style, Girls. That's it. It ruined them.
And we were talking about this, that you're not a real huge Elvis movie fanatic, are you?
No, I mean, I like them, but I'm not like you. I wouldn't sit and watch a movie, what'd you say, 13 times? I mean, I wouldn't do that. I like his music. Yeah. You know what it is? I like collecting them. I love vinyl. I'll spin vinyl. It's just I have to get more than one. Movies are great, but I'd rather hear it on vinyl. I got nothing against them, so don't hate me, anybody out there. It's just not one of my big things.
Well, that's the beauty about the Elvis career, in that I'm obviously a fan of all of Elvis's music, you know, right from 54 to 77, the whole lot. I love it all, but there are some that, you know, appeal to you, because when I was growing up, that's how I discovered Elvis a lot, watching the movies. So, you know, they bring back a lot of great memories, and I love Viva Las Vegas and Frankie and Johnny, Girl Happy, because they bring back great memories of my childhood watching these films on a Sunday afternoon. But of course, if you like the rock and roll, you can listen to those. If you like your ballads, that's the beauty of Elvis. There's something for everybody.
Now, isn't that strange? You mentioned Frankie and Johnny. Now, Lee hated.
He did.
Frankie and Johnny.
He did.
He despised that movie. And you know something? It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I never said that.
Oh, I can imagine what Lee would have said if you did.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was smart enough not to do that, but I always liked it. I mean, it was cute. Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah, it's got some terrific songs in it. And I know when he used to say that, I'd be yelling at my radio, Lee, what are you talking about?
Yeah, no, it does. It's got some great music on it. So, sorry, Lee.
Yeah, we still love you, but sorry.
Hey, Annette wants to hear Steamroller Blues, and she says, hey, guys, I love your show. I have a request for a Steamroller Blues from October 18th, 1976 show that was featured on the Bruce Jackson On the Road with Elvis box set. Thank you, and have a blessed week.
Steamroller.
I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm bound to roll over you. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm bound to roll over you. I'm gonna jack your soul with some sweet rock and roll and shoot you full of rhythm and blues. I'm a cement mixer, a churning urn, a burning funk. I'm a cement mixer, a churning urn, a burning funk. I'm a demolition derby, a hefty hunger, a steaming jack.
Than silver or gold.
go away. But to know that you love me brings fame and fortune my way. But to know that you love me brings fame and fortune my way.
From one of the new recordings albums, there's Fame and Fortune, and that was a request too. Who requested that one, Joe?
That was from Matt. He says, hello, Grant and Joe. I have a request for the new recordings version of Fame and Fortune. This is such a great new interpretation of one of my favorite Elvis songs. Glad you enjoyed it.
Now, there's some news this week, Joe, that disturbed me greatly, and it was from Tupelo, the Elvis Presley birthplace. I'm not sure if you've heard this yet, but they're offering a $1,000 reward for any information about the vandalism of a sign. There's a brick sign located off Main Street leading up to the museum's property. The sign normally reads Elvis Presley Birthplace, Museum and Chapel. Well, the Elvis section has been stolen. They're not sure exactly where and when it happened, but prior to this theft, it was 3 months ago, the whole sign was taken. Can you believe that?
You know, here they are, they're trying to bring business to Tupelo, and I'm sure it was kids, probably kids, young adults, and I just don't understand what do they get off of doing that. I would be completely flabbergasted if it was an Elvis fan that stole that.
Yeah, I can understand if an Elvis fan wanted to get a street sign or something like that, but they've got them for sale in the gift shop. Why would you want to go and vandalize something that honors the memory of your hero? So yeah, I agree. I'd be staggered if that was a young or any Elvis fan that would do that. I mean, and this is the second time in 3 months.
Well, now it's probably something that's funny to somebody. Well, let's do it again. They're going to have to put a camera or something on it. And it's a shame they're going to have to spend that money on something like that when that money could be used for something else, something more important.
It's just a shame that these things happen in the Elvis world. I know, like we're talking about the street signs in Memphis where, Elvis fans would climb and take them. But obviously there's not many of them around anymore on the actual street saying Elvis Presley Boulevard, and the ones that are, you can't get those suckers down.
Yeah, I know. How many of those disappeared through the years? It's just like scarves. I mean, you can't prove that that's one of the original ones. You just can't. I didn't tell you, did I, that I got blocked by somebody on Facebook because I said about the scarves. Well, you can't prove that the scarves that they say was given out by Elvis was given out by Elvis. There's no way to really prove it unless you have photos and stuff like that and tickets and stuff like that. So they blocked me. Can you believe that?
Unfortunately, I can. I mean, there's a lot of people selling things that are not what they seem. And like you say, there's no real way to prove that Elvis gave that scarf. You just simply cannot do it. I mean, if you want to do that for yourself and if you trust that individual, that's fine. But if you were buying it off somebody on eBay or something, you couldn't trust it. You just don't know.
See, that's what the problem is. This person sells scarves. So I was kind of scaring away clients.
And first thing they're going to do is block you so they can keep right on selling those scarves.
Exactly. I think I told you before that I gotten in trouble with a other dealer who was selling autographs, and you know how I feel about autographs. So,
Well, it's a shame. I mean, you're only just trying to help people out, but some people, like we've said before, want some part of Elvis so badly that they'll pay and get whatever they can.
Yeah, no, you're right, and it's too bad. So, Walter, he writes into us and he says, hey guys, I would like to hear It's a Sin to Tell a Lie, a home recording that was featured off a Memphis Recording Service box set called Back in the Living Stereo. First time I had ever heard those 1966 home recordings. So it's a Sin to Tell a Lie, home recording, June 1966.
Been broken just because these words were spoken. I feel so be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Be sure it's true when I tell you I love you, honey. Because, well, you got sense enough to know it's a sin, baby. Tell a bloody lie. You know, a whole lot of folks' hearts have already been broken. Just over a whole lot of foolish words done been spoken. I love you. Yes, I do. I love you. If you break my heart, I'll shed. So be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell.
This is Elvis Express Radio, and now back to your hosts, Grant Bench and Joe Crine.
I do like that particular song. That's from 1970 in June, actually around this time in 1970, the Elvis Nashville sessions. And best to hear them on the great box set from Elvis in Nashville. But that one is The Fool. And who requested that song, Joe?
That was, for Mary. And she says, hey, Joe and Grant, I would like to request this song, The Fool, from my dad. I recently got him the box set from Elvis in Nashville, and he just won't stop singing this song. Funny. My wife calls me the fool as well.
But does she sing it for you too, Joe?
No. No, it wouldn't be as bad if she sang it. No, actually, it wouldn't be bad.
You do like Mean Girls, though, don't you?
Yes, I do. I love Mean Girls.
Well, I got another thing through the mail this week, Joe. It's the latest edition of Elvis the Man and His Music, number 132. The main feature in the magazine is the 40th anniversary. Can you believe it? The 40th anniversary of the documentary This Is Elvis. And it talks a little bit about the backstory of how the movie was made and the songs that are featured in there. And also has a little interview with Raoul Donner in here, who did the narration. And apparently, in part of that, he put an album out not long after Elvis died called Reflections. I'm not sure if you are familiar with that record, but there's a detailed bit on there. Scotty Moore actually produced it, apparently.
No, I don't have it, but I know Raoul Donner was extremely talented.
Well, he certainly worked on that film. The other interesting thing that I was just showing Joe these in the break here, there's the Elvis Presley story comic strip that appeared in the UK paper, The Daily Mirror, and it shows some of these things there, and they're quite well done for the time, and it's a good backstory on that. So if you're looking for a good, interesting magazine, I highly recommend Elvis the Man and His Music. We love the Elvis Files, but slightly different magazine with photos and things. This one's got a lot more information on it, so you can't go wrong with either of those. The current issue is out now through Dig This, fantastic magazine, Elvis the Man and His Music.
You have a graphic Elvis? Did you ever buy that?
No, I don't.
That's a great comic book box set. If you can track it down, it's pretty neat. I think you'll enjoy it.
Well, I might have to have a look on the internet, see what I can find, and there might be one on eBay. Who knows?
There you go. Hey, Thomas says, hey, Grant and Joe, any chance you could play Anyone Could Fall in Love with You? One of my favorite Elvis recordings from the 60s, such an underrated gem, in my opinion. I agree.
Anyone could fall in love with you. Anyone who knows you as I do. Anyone could fall in love with you. And I love you, my darling. Anyone could lose his heart like me. Anyone who has eyes that can see. Anyone could fall in love with you. And I love you, my darling. You're the star I reached for. You're a dream so rare. You're my greatest treasure. Nothing can compare. Anyone could want you for his own. Anyone, not only I long. Anyone could fall in love with you. And I love you, my darling.
anyone could fall in love, and I will love you, my darling.
I want my share of love, and might as well be known. But I ain't thinking of one girl to love alone. That ain't the way it's gonna be. I'm on my own and I am free. And I've been satisfied, so I don't wanna be tied. Somebody's loving arms can sure be sweet, I've found. But I want no one's arms to ever hold me down. Once I get caught inside a net, I'm gonna run, I bet. I'm gonna run and hide, but that I wanna be tied. I've seen others who were matched. They thought love could stay. Once they cared and got attached, it seems that love just slipped away. Don't want no claims on me, don't want no change that binds. As anyone could see, I say what's on my mind. Oh, there ain't nothing I can conceal. I'm gonna play the feel. The feel of love is wild, so I don't wanna be tied. The feel of love is wild, and I don't wanna be tied. The feel of love is wild, so I don't wanna be tied. I said I don't die.
Fantastic song from the movie Girls, 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 I Don't Wanna Be Tied. That was especially for Nick, who says, could we please play the song? Well, we just have. And he actually scored an original pressing of Girls, Girls, Girls off eBay recently and become obsessed with this song. Thank you guys so much. Pleasure, Nick. And you like the sound of vinyl, so we like you too, buddy. Nothing like a good bit of vinyl, is there, Joe?
Oh, my goodness. Welcome to the club, unless you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, nice original pressing.
Hey, I showed you that graphic Elvis. What do you think?
I think I'm going to have a look around to see if I can find something about that. Looks really, really good.
Yeah, it comes in a slipcase. It's Stan Lee did it with another gentleman. It is hot. Plus, there was a comic book that came out before it. It was a freebie that... I think you would get and put it in with the box because you're very much like me, so.
Yeah, I definitely will be. I've got that highlighted to check into later on when I'm finished with the show, but that'll certainly be probably winging its way to me later on. I wonder if the girls have one of those, Joe.
Oh, I don't know, but they do say, hi, guys. Thank you for another great show last week with the extra hour concert and also for playing our request. We enjoyed the exclusive tracks from Larry Jordan that he sent you, and also Mark the Mixer ones. We are not always fans of remixes, but when they are done tastefully, we don't mind them, but we draw the line if any disco versions come out, lol. When you mentioned the dreaded B word, we thought we'd have to request The Wheels on the Bus Go Round and Round. But as Elvis didn't record he didn't record that. Can you please play Proud Mary for us? As this is about big wheels that keep on turning, LOL. Take care and stay safe. Love from Carol and Brenda. Kiss, kiss.
Left a good job in the city, working for the man. Keep on burning. Oh, I'm rolling. place down in Memphis. I pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of the city till I hit you right on the riverboat queen. I said, I wish we keep on burning, and there keep on burning. If you come down to the river, I bet you're gonna find some people who live. You don't have to worry, cause you have no money. People on the river are happy to give us a big wheel to keep on turning. Round there, keep on turning.
But you were got to love for me too. If you wanna be loved, baby, you got to love for me too. Oh yeah, cause I ain't for no one sided love affair. If you wanna be kissed, well, you were got to kiss me too. Oh yeah, if you wanna be kissed, well, you were got to kiss me too. Oh yeah, cause I ain't for no one sided love affair. Well, a fair exchange of vows and no robbery, and the whole world will know that it's true. Understanding solves all problems, baby, that's why I'm telling you. If you wanna be hugged, well, you got to hug me too. Oh yeah, if you wanna be hugged, well, you got to hug me too. Oh yeah, cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Take it, well, no, baby, why try to give it? If you know you can't take it, well, then, no, baby, why try to give it? Cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Well, fair exchange of vows and no robbery, and the whole world will know that it's true. Understanding solves all problems, baby, that's why I'm telling you. If you wanna be hugged, well, you gotta hug me too. Oh yeah, if you wanna be hugged, baby, you got to hug me too. Oh yeah, cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair.
Like to know more about the show? Head to www.elvisexpressradio.net for show information and how to send in a request. We can't wait to hear from you.
Great to hear Elvis in the 50s. There's one-sided love affair, especially for Marty in Dublin. And before that, of course, for the lovely ladies, Proud Mary for Carol and Brenda. Great to hear that as well. And thanks for your request, ladies. And I do like you talking about the wheels on the bus going round and round, round and round.
Round and round, round and round. Wheels on the bus go. Oh, I'm sorry.
I think Elvis is glad he didn't have to record that song.
I'm sure he is. So, Jack Evans wants to hear a song. He says, it's Jack Evans back after a number of years away from requesting on Elvis Express Radio. I've graduated from university. Oh, good for you. I would love to hear Let It Be Me from on stage, with which reminds me of great memories seeing the TCB band in Birmingham on a tour with Dennis Jail.
Thank you very much.
God bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you, and so I beg you, let it be me. Don't take this heaven from one. Well, if you must cling to someone, now and forever, let it be me. Each time
beautiful performance from 1970, especially for Jack Evans' Let It Be Me. Now, Joe, earlier in the show we mentioned about the 39th anniversary of the opening of Graceland. Well, coming soon to Graceland is a new pop-up exhibit inside the Graceland Archive Experience of Elvis in Karate. It's got a whole lot of things about Elvis items from his karate collection. As we all know, he was a huge karate fan. And the exhibit documents his love for karate and features artifacts including his personal gis, a karate card, and honorary membership certificate, which shows karate classes that he took while he was in the Armory in Germany. It opens on Monday the 7th, and Graceland continue to add different exhibits for a new experience for return visitors. That'll be something interesting to look at.
Yeah, I get tired of looking at the same thing, but I haven't been there in such a long time. I'm not sure what they're showing across the street anymore.
Well, you probably wouldn't recognize it anymore with the new Elvis Presley's Memphis.
You're absolutely correct. I mean, I'd love to see it, but what is it, $300 now to go?
Yeah, your basic ticket's nearly, you know, $70, $80, and that's just to go in the house and all that. If you wanted the proper experience, you're up for sort of a couple of $100s, which is a real shame, because it's something every Elvis fan should be able to do.
Yeah, I know. My son, somehow he found out about the $300, and he said, "Dad, would you go?" I said, "You're damn right I would. There's no way I could go to Graceland and not go in, you know? There's no way I could do it."
Well, if I'm going to fly halfway around the world, I'm going to do every possible experience I can while I'm there.
There you go. Hey, Steve Jones writes to us and says, "Hi, Grant and Joe. Thanks for another awesome show packed full of news and reviews. On this week's show, could I please request Animal Instinct, the alternate master? I was going to go for Clean Up My Own Backyard, the Chromeo remix, but I didn't want to upset the girls. Many thanks. Steve."
Don't ever take your eyes off me, not even for a minute. 'Cause like a panther, I might pounce, and there'll be danger in it. I can be sneaky, fast as a snake. I strike like a cobra, make no mistake. And baby, you'd be trapped quick as a wink. It's animal instinct. Don't think that I won't pin you down, no matter how you plead it. I'm like a lion who's been caged, and you're the meat I've needed. Watch out, I warn ya, I'm sharp as a hawk. I'm wild as a tiger, I prowl and I stalk. 'Cause when a man feels thirsty, he takes a drink. It's animal instinct. You better not be caught off guard, this wolf is on the search now. A leopard just can't change its spots, and I'm about to lurch now. Love's like a jungle, I fight tooth and nail. I've just gotta get you, you'll fall without fail. I'm ready for the kill, I'm right on the brink. It's animal instinct. Animal instinct.
I'll go on loving you,
loving you.
Don't ask me why,
don't ask me why.
Don't know what else to do. Don't ask me why. How sad my heart. Not the kind of love I dream about, but it's the kind that I can't live without. You're all I'm longing for. Don't
say goodbye.
I need you more
Don't ask me why.
Don't ask me why.
This is Elvis Express Radio, and back to your hosts, Grant Bench and Joe Crine. Together, TCB for EAP.
A request there especially for Naomi. She wanted to hear Don't Ask Me Why from the King Creole and More CD, saying that she's amazed at the stunning mono to stereo conversion on this CD. And for Joe, she says they really need to do a vinyl version of it in the near future. So Larry Jordan, if you're listening, it's not just Joe and I that are after a vinyl version of your CDs.
That's right. Hey, you were showing me the Hillbilly Cat. They look like EPs that are coming out.
Yeah, they look really nice. I can't quite see the track listing, but we'll have a look more of an investigation into this during the week and talk about them. It's a three-set 10-inch EP with fantastic covers and what looks like ringwear on the outside.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Why would you put ringwear on an EP that you're buying new? I mean, that's dumb. It's just pure dumb.
Well, hopefully we find out that that's not what it is, but it just appears that way on the flyer. But they're Hillbilly Cat, three EPs coming out, and they've got great pictures of Elvis. As you said before, Joe, great covers.
Yeah, they are beautiful covers. Hey, I just wanted to say something quick. We're going to talk about it next week on the show. Joe Tunsey's got two books coming out. The first one is The Compressive USA Artwork Guide to Elvis Presley's Tapes. And there's a pre-order that you can go to our site, and you can pre-order if you want. It's $70 plus shipping and handling. And there's another one that's going to be coming out soon. There's not a lot of information about it. It's An Evening in Blue Elvis Encore Performance. And that's a hot-looking cover.
Yeah, I look forward to talking a bit more about that on next week's show. They look really good. And are you still having trouble getting to the website, Joe?
No, actually, I think I've got it down now. So, yeah,
good.
I'll be keeping up with it now.
Excellent. We'll be able to post some links.
Hey, Andy Croucher wrote and says, "Hi, Joe and Grant. Hope that I find you both fit and rearing to go. Well done on another great show last week. It was both very informative and humorous, and thank you for playing my request. Was very interested in the Elvis on Tour forthcoming merchandise that you talked about, and I am really hoping something official comes out of MGM Turner, Warner's, or whoever that may be are doing it these days. It would be great to see something along the lines of the special edition of That's the Way It Is for the 50th. Have the Blu-ray version that was released in the States a few years back. The one with the changed opening title track, which, to be fair, isn't bad quality. Okay, have a great show, guys. Can I please hear any alternative or outtake of the original recording of Reconsider Baby? Take care, Andy." Great song, and I'm sure we can do that for you.
but now I guess you've changed your mind. You said you once had loved me, but now I guess you've changed your mind. Why don't you reconsider, baby? Give yourself just a little more time.
We made it, Joe. We got to the end of the requests, and thanks for everybody's support. That last one was for who, Joe?
It's Carolyn. It says, hi, Joe and Grant. Hope I'm not too late with my request for this week's show. Always for Elvis, Carol. Nope, we got it in, Carol. Just barely.
Just barely, and thanks very much for your request. And that reminds us, we've loved all your requests this week, and if you'd like to get in for next week, send them in as early as you can, and we'll have them on next week's show. Head to ElvisExpressRadio.net, our website, where Joe's updates and everything are there. The request zone is on the front page. Fill in your details, the song you'd like, and we'll get it played for you. And we also would like to know, when you send your requests in, if you had the chance to talk to Elvis, what would you ask him? Would there be a particular thing you'd like to say? We'll be interested on that. Also on the front page of the website is a link to Joe's YouTube videos. They're extremely informative. I'm not just saying that because he's looking at me now, but they're really informative. You get to see things that are very, very special, and a lot of them you may not have seen before. Some of them I'd never heard of before, and it's great of Joe to share his collection with everybody. So on YouTube, Collecting King Elvis, hit subscribe, and you'll get updates when Joe updates a new video.
Thank you for that. I think we should tell people throughout the whole show we've had a terrible time with delay, so it's not that we don't have humor. It's just that's what's going on. So there you go.
Well, I'll do my best when we put the show together to make it not sound too bad, but it has been a little difficult, so we appreciate your understanding and hope you've enjoyed what we've talked about and a lot of the songs. We will return next week with another Elvis Express radio show, and we look forward to doing that then. And we're going to close with a special song for you, Joe. So let's do that. Before we do that, though, don't forget, everybody, we TCB.
Or EAP. And this is How Great They Are, being played for my brother Skip, who I lost a couple of days ago. Skip, I love you, and I will see you one day again. Take care.
From here to the grave. stands alone. Take my hand, let me stand where no one stands.
Listening to the Elvis Express Radio Internet Show, bringing you all the Elvis music and information you want to hear. Elvis Express Radio is proud to be associated with the Elvis Files, the world's greatest Elvis publication.